Hello and welcome to Cultivate to Thrive podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Gunn. I'm a self-actualization and mindset coach at Cultivate and Thrive, and I am on a mission to help Christian professional moms thrive in their reclaimed value while they cultivate a fulfilling and purposeful life. Now, many times on these episodes, you will just hear me sharing some tips and some things, some knowledge to help you improve and move forward. Sometimes I'll have special guests that have something great to share, especially things that I want to share with you to help you in your journey of life. Now, you can find this podcast, whether it's live or on replay, here on my own Michelle Gunn LinkedIn page, Facebook page, Instagram, and TikTok. You can also find my business page, Cultivate and Thrive, on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and my website, michellegunn.com. That's right. My website is Michelle Gunn, one L, two N's, michellegunn.com. I invite you to participate in the comment section. I invite you to reach out to me via email, DM. You can find contact information on my website. Let's chat. Hello, welcome everyone. Welcome, welcome. And I ask that as you join me, you drop in a hello. Let me know where you're joining me from. And please, please do participate in the comments. It makes the discussion so much better. So welcome to this episode of Cultivate to Thrive podcast, Embracing the Divine Gift, Unparalleled Value of Motherhood. I thought this would be a good topic for this week because in the United States, Sunday is Mother's Day, and we celebrate it by honoring our mothers one day out of the year. Hopefully, you're not just showing your mom love and appreciation only one day out of the year because she does a lot for her family, right? I do want to talk about the scripture again. I prayed over my Bible and asked God to give me the words to share with people who needed it. I especially asked for something toward mothers. So I find it interesting, the scripture that I was led to. And it is Job 5:1-23. And the gist of it is really you reap what you sow. So someone needs to hear that message today. And I know I am one of those people because in my humanity, I'm not always who I should be. I'm not always the better person. I'm not always making the right choices. So just keep that in mind as you go throughout your day and throughout your life, that you reap what you sow. You want goodness and kindness, be good and kind. So moving on. So again, celebrating moms, since Mother's Day in the U.S. is coming up on Sunday, that moms are one of the things that are cherished in our lives usually. Now, not every mother is a good mother. And we have to remember that motherhood looks different to different people. The basic definition of motherhood is a person who gives birth to a child, right? But we know there are different ways that you can be a mother. You can be a stepmom. You can be a mother while you're an aunt. You can be a mother or, you know, a mother figure to people who you're friends with, to your spouse. I am not my husband's mother, but sometimes I share a little of that motherly love with him. Who can't use that, right? So motherhood is an emblem of love, sacrifice, nurturing, She embodies a profound significance that transcends boundaries and touches the depths of our souls. From the struggles to the joys, from the tears to the laughter, being a mom is a journey filled with profound meaning and purpose. So let's just jump in about the value of a mom and explore what it truly means, the challenges it presents, and the immense beauty it bestows upon our lives, and maybe some tips on how to deal with some of the challenges. From my post yesterday about the joys of motherhood, you know, I asked people to share some stories that they'd like to share about their mom. So if you haven't done so, I invite you to do that here or even in any of my posts about motherhood. My focus this month, the month of May, which in the Catholic faith is a month of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and we have Mother's Day. I'm really dedicating the whole month to mothers. So what does being a mom mean? It's more than just a title. It's a sacred calling. It's a divine appointment bestowed upon chosen souls. It's about selflessness, unconditional love, and boundless devotion. A mom is a nurturer, a healer, a guiding light in the darkness. She's the embodiment of strength, resilience, and grace, tirelessly shaping the future generation with her wisdom and compassion. Being a mom means embracing a lifelong commitment to love, protect, and nurture her children, molding them into compassionate, resilient individuals who will leave their mark on the world. Looking back and looking present and looking forward on my own experience of motherhood, I have lots to share. Looking back, I can see the joys, I can see the challenges. Most of all, I can see where I may have failed my children and where I could have done things better. But we're human. We make mistakes. We learn. Sometimes I wonder if the more children we have, if we become better mothers, or if we just become better at dealing with situations, right? Looking forward, I can see still what my children have to offer the world and the difference they can make in the world and really the difference they have made in my life. And in the present, I can see who they are, who they've become, and who they're becoming. I can see my influence, of course, as well as my husband's and other family members and friends. Sometimes that influence isn't all positive. Hey, moms, and dads too, or other people who play significant roles in the lives of others, have you ever listen to your child and was really not happy with something they said or the way they've acted and went, oh, that's me. I've done it many, many times and we joke about it. And my kids and I, a lot of times they'll say something like, oh, you're just like your mother. They say that to me and I laugh. Because I'm like, guess what? You're a little bit like me, so you're going to be a little bit like my mother. So, yeah, we do joke about that. But actually, learning from our mistakes is also very helpful as moms, right? Along with motherhood and the joys it brings, there's struggles. There's so many struggles. The challenges test the real fabric of a mother's being. From sleepless nights to endless worries, from balancing work and family. Again, is there really such thing as balance? Ronald Henderson said, I believe it was in the last episode, might have been the one before that, you know, use the word harmony, and you have harmony. Harmony is not really about balance. And facing the societal pressures, that's a huge thing. Society is really good at dictating to us how we should be and how we shouldn't be. But motherhood is riddled with obstacles that can shake even the strongest spirits. The sacrifices are immense. The demands are relentless. Yet through it all, mothers persevere with unwavering determination, fueled by a love that knows no bounds. I mean, it starts right at the beginning when you start with the process of giving birth. You are in immense pain. It is not a pleasurable experience at all. But once you hold that baby in your arms, I know for me this was true. All of that, the hard work, the pain. I had one doctor that yelled at me. He was not very nice. Even through all of that, just seeing the creation that God had bestowed upon myself and my husband brought such joy and really made the negative stuff fade away. The joys of motherhood are huge. With every sleepless night, there's a tender moment shared between a mother and her child. For every worry, there's a smile that lights up the room and a heart filled with pure, unadulterated love. The joys of motherhood are as boundless as the sky, from the first flutter of a tiny heartbeat to the pride that swells in a mother's chest as she watches her children grow and flourish. It's in the small moments, the laughter, the cuddles, the whispered, I love yous, that the true magic of motherhood reveals itself, filling our hearts with an abundance of joy and gratitude. Welcome, Judith. She's joining us from Finland. Mothers do rock. We need them. Whether or not there are birth mothers, adopted mothers, stepmothers, friends that act as mothers, you know, aunts that act as mothers, we need that role in our life. I remember one of the greatest feelings for me when I was pregnant is feeling the baby move. When the first moves came, it was like a butterfly inside. That is something that just can't be repeated. It's definitely a miracle. Being a grandmother now, I'm able to see another view, we'll say. So my youngest, probably most of you know, that my youngest had a little boy. He just turned 9 months. Time flies. But it's amazing to me to see everything through my daughter's eyes. I don't know. I know I have a bad memory of the past. I can't recollect a lot of little things. But I don't remember being as in awe as she is. With her first child. So to see that in her and have her share these intense emotional moments with me is another way to experience motherhood through her eyes. It's just amazing. There's nothing like it. So how do we embrace the journey of motherhood with all its struggles and joys? Well, let's talk about some of the struggles. Good morning, Ronald from Maryland. Just here long enough to say hello. Well, thank you for dropping in. I know you're a busy, busy man, Ronald. Say hi to Deborah for us as well. Sleepless nights, definitely. My second child was colicky. I was at that point when he was born working. I was working early morning shifts. My husband was working the evening shift. We had two kids then, and we didn't want them in daycare. We didn't have family to watch them. So we chose to work like that, and it got to be too much. My son was crying all the time. He had GERD, which gave him a very bad upset stomach. So he didn't sleep. So my husband didn't get sleep and he couldn't work. That's when the decision was made that I would be a total stay-at-home mom, at least for a while, because he was a very, very difficult baby. So along with that came lack of sleep. Let's talk about the worry, especially with the first child. Oh my goodness, I could not sleep. I was so worried. Every little jump her little body did freaked me out. Remember, back in the day when I was a new mom, we did not have the internet. It was not as easy. Now, I did have the book, What to Expect When You're Expecting, and I had the book from that series, What to Expect the First Year. So that helped me know what to expect, but I didn't have like the mom community to ask about things. My youngest daughter really leans into that. So she knows what to expect when something seems out of the ordinary. She looks it up. So that's wonderful. But true strength in motherhood lies in faith, right? Faith in ourselves, faith in our abilities, and faith in a higher power that guides us along the sacred path of raising children. By surrendering ourselves to the divine purpose of motherhood, we find strength in the knowledge that we are never alone, that our struggles are but stepping stones on the path to greater growth and enlightenment. Embrace the challenges. They make us stronger. Embrace the joys. They remind us of the beauty that surrounds us. And above all, embrace the love. For in the end, it is love that sustains us, nurtures us, and binds us together in the internal embrace of motherhood. When we look at moms in this age of 2024, post-COVID, it is difficult. Motherhood can be difficult. Most families have at least two incomes, if they're blessed enough to have both a mother and father in the family, two parents, whatever that looks like. Oftentimes, I think the majority of times they're both working. The kids are in care with someone else, someone that you hope to trust. Unfortunately, we've heard enough horror stories about daycares and things going wrong. Welcome, Reagan. Thanks for joining us from Uganda. It's difficult to place your kids in the care of somebody else, even with family. But sometimes we don't have a choice. And sometimes we make the choice. But we must keep in mind what's best for our child and what's best for ourselves. When they are in a care facility, whether it's daycare, after school care, we have to make sure that our kids are getting us. In the time that we have with them, they're getting that time with us. It's important that they have the influence that parents can provide. It's important to have a strong foundation of family. And Ronald is sharing that his mother's mother died prior to his mom's marriage and her giving birth. She was working hard times, yeah, in 1950, absolutely. There's so many times in history where the family foundation has been shaken. And I don't know if it's cyclical or if it's just ongoing, but we see it nowadays too. I see a lot of parents, young parents, there's a lot more single parents, I think, nowadays, young parents who are overwhelmed with having one child. That it's so much work. And I look back and think, It is a lot of work. But I did it because it was something I wanted to do. My husband was a good foundation for me. He was a pillar of strength. Now, he went and worked sometimes 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. So he wasn't necessarily another caregiver for the child, but he was there for me. It's important as a mother or as a mother figure that you have support. And I've talked a lot about support in these podcasts. It's important, no matter what your role is, to have support, because one person can't do it all, ever. And really, you shouldn't want to do it all, because again, we're not perfect. We're unique. We're made to complement each other. And when it comes to our kids, they need to learn that people are different. Number one, they learn people are different so they can accept people for who they are. Maybe there'll be less judgment and more acceptance in the world. Number two, when they learn that people are different, it's easier for them to understand that they are different. They don't have to be perfect. They don't have to be good or great or the best at math and English and science and geography and history and gym, right? Because we all have our unique talents and strengths. And as mothers or mother figures, we need to nurture that. We need to nurture that in our children. We need to nurture that in other people. And most of all, we need to nurture that in ourselves. I invite anyone, everyone who watches this, who watches the replay, to share, you know, some wisdom from your mom, from your grandma, from an aunt, from some mother figure, from someone who is important in your life. Share a fond memory. Share something you loved about them. Maybe something that you never told them. And if that's the case and you still have the opportunity, I encourage you to speak up. Be grateful. Recognize in yourself how you give in a motherly way. And really, that doesn't just apply to women. Guys are very important in the lives of children and other people. And like I said earlier, being a mom is unconditional love, boundless devotion, selflessness. Men can do all that as well. You can be that for someone. It may look just a little bit different. Yeah. This is one thing that we don't have a lot of nowadays, right? Are the printed photographs. We have some because I'm a little bit older. And so we have a lot of when our kids were little, and we have some from when I was young. My parents took it. That was the thing to develop. And I would take pictures and I would get multiple copies so I can give some to my mom and dad, and we can have some. And when we went and took the kids to get their pictures done, we always got, you know, a big package. What's funny though, for me, was that the oldest, we have tons and tons of pictures of the oldest, and I only have three kids, which was plenty for me. Yeah, my husband kind of wanted more, but it was plenty for me. And as we went through the kids, the pictures got less and less, right? Part of it is because it's harder to get them there because we had to go to little photography studios then, or we would take them and develop. And I was always one to take pictures, and then it'd take me a while to go develop them. But it was fun to, with my kids, to look at the pictures from the past, right? A lot of times the pictures marked memories. and pictures help keep the memories alive. And you can do that with digital pictures. One of the things I really love about Facebook is the memories. So when you post pictures, you get memories. And I know Udit does absolutely utilize that as well. And you can share them with people. Also, our pictures are uploaded to Google Photos, to Amazon. And, you know, they'll make, I think it's Google Photos makes little collages of pictures. So I will screenshot that and send it to whoever is being highlighted. And it just warms my heart to see the memories there. So Reagan shares, mothers pass through a lot of challenges and difficulties to bring their children to a kind of life that inspires others. Absolutely. It is hard. And I kind of think it gets harder every year as the world changes. And maybe it's not harder. Maybe it's just different. To me, it looks harder because there's so much out in the world. And to hear the things, I hear the worries that my son and daughter-in-law have with their two daughters, what's going on in the school systems. It's scary. The world tries to imprint your child with their own societal values and norms, which I don't want to get really into this, but the world's getting out there, right? We're losing sight of God and Jesus. It's they're leaving us. So we need to make sure that we instill that in our children, instill morals and instill values. And a mother can do that. A mother figure can do that. Ronald is sharing, I wish I could sit on the sofa with my mother, hold her in my arms, and watch old black and white movies with her. She was lonely, but I could not recognize it. Well, Ronald, please, whatever you do, do not feel guilty about that. We look to mothers to be all to us, right? They're the caregivers. They take care of us. We seldom think about what mothers need, especially if we are the children, adult or otherwise, because our mother is always there for us at our foundation, right? They're our rock. They're there to be there for us. Thank you, Ronald. Thank you for stopping by. Have a great day. They're there to help mold us and to comfort us when things go wrong. I remember being a awkward young teen going to a school dance and, you know, being quite upset because it didn't go the way my expectations were or how I wanted it to go. And when I came home, you know, a little emotional, that's who I went to for consolation and support was my mother. So I challenge everyone to really think about what value their mother brought to their lives. And this Mother's Day, or any day, tell her what she means to you. If you have the opportunity, make sure she knows. If there's a mother figure in your life, maybe the mother of your children, or someone who's been a mother figure to your children, or just someone you see, tell them what they're doing right. Encourage them to leave their positive, influential mark on the children of today. Let us never forget the unparalleled value of mom, the selfless giver of love, the unwavering beacon of hope, the embodiment of grace and strength. May we honor and cherish the mothers in our lives today and every day, for their love knows no bounds and their legacy endures for eternity. And to all mothers out there, know that your sacrifices do not go unnoticed. Your love does not go unappreciated. Your worth knows no measure. Embrace the divine gift of motherhood, for it's truly the greatest gift of all. I want to share this comment by Udit. Her mother is so amazing in many ways. And I agree because We talk about it. She is definitely amazing. She has such strength in all the worst turbulences in life. She has just kept going, kept amazing attitude with such sacrificial love that not many people have. You are so blessed having such strong, resilient, and beautiful example of mom. Yes, you are. And thank her today from me for being the influence to create you, because what she has done with you, you are doing with others. I do want to leave everyone with some, you know, some tidbits, some value to take with you. Again, appreciate moms and all the mother figures. Yes, you do. Absolutely, you did. She's not a mother herself, but she still has some of those qualities of a mom too. Absolutely. Absolutely do. And like I said, and it's not just women that can do it. Men also have a lot of the qualities, but Judith is a very loving and caring person, and she picks people up, strengthens them, and encourages them. Absolutely. If you're a mother that's struggling, you can reach out to me and we can have a little conversation, whether it be in DMs, have a Zoom, something like that. And let's talk about what you're struggling with and see where you can get additional strength or help. Remember to look around you. Have support in your community. Join mom groups. If you're a stay-at-home mom, I can recommend nothing more than make sure you have a community. Because I know my experience, I had some friends, but the many years that I was a stay-at-home mom, I was not using this intellectual here. And it affected me. You know, it took me a while to get this brain muscle back in shape. Make sure you reach out, whether it be in your church communities, other mom groups, family. Have someone who's a support to you. Have play dates for your children where you can interact with other parents. Have a passion. Find a passion, find a hobby, something you can do to help develop yourself while you're developing your kids. It's a great example for your kids. It shows them that it is okay to rely on people. In fact, that's what we're made to do, rely on other people, right? And if you're struggling seriously in any way, physically, mentally, anything like that, please do seek help. Do seek help. Don't wait until the world gets too difficult. There's things that mothers go through, like postpartum depression. I was blessed and didn't have that. If you become a single mom, you feel like you've been abandoned and it's hard. Sometimes you can get resentful of your kids. And boy, we don't want that happening. Because even a difficult child is a blessing. So do remember that you are important. You were created to be who you are. You may not be all who you're created to be yet, but that's okay. Life's a journey. Let's appreciate moms. Let's give them strength. Let's tell them regularly how special they are and the good that they do. I wish a happy Mother's Day to every mother and mother figure in the world this Sunday in the U.S. and every day and all across the world. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today. If you find that this message has been helpful or somebody else would get value from it, please share it. Go to my YouTube, hit the subscribe. All my podcasts are there. And they'll also be played on Podbean, just the audio version. I appreciate every single one of you. Make sure you always be you. Have a great rest of your week. Bye.